It's 9 a.m. and about 100 eager skiers and snowboarders are in line to board the chairlift at Taos Ski Valley for the first run of the day. Heading down the slopes here, it's hard not to admire the pristine landscape of the Carson National Forest. However, preservation isn't necessarily the first thing on a skier's mind.
I guess mostly when I'm skiing, I think about how beautiful it is out there and how much I enjoy having that open space and that undeveloped space.
When I'm skiing, I enjoy being out, but I don't really think about the environment as I'm doing it.
Normally I work so hard on my skiing, I don't think about much else, including the environment.
But marketing manager Adriana Blake says sustainability is a subject she thinks about quite a bit. The ski resort has been owned and managed by Blake's family for more than 50 years, an ownership structure she says has some benefits.
We aren't trying to please a bunch of stockholders, so it gives us the ability, I think, to have more flexibility and to kind of go with what we feel is right a lot of the time, as opposed to something that would please the bottom line.
For Blake, that means making Taos as green as possible.
In the last two seasons, we've offset all our power through renewable choice energy.
And she says recycling is a big priority.
In this part of New Mexico, recycling has always been a little bit challenging, so we've taken on the challenge by taking all of our recycling ourselves. So we're doing glass, plastic, aluminum, and cardboard now, and white paper.
The resort also participates in the Ski Green program, and it promotes a commuter shuttle program. Despite all that, on a recent sustainability report card released by the Ski Area Citizens Coalition, Taos Ski Valley earned a D, giving it one of the lowest 10 scores in the western United States. The resort lost points for things like not using biofuels and not generating renewable energy on site. But Paul Joyce, a field director with Rocky Mountain Wild, says the resort lost the most points because of its new master development plan, something most ski resorts undertake every few years.
They tell the Forest Service what they plan to do, and typically ski areas want to expand and grow and develop more terrain, affecting species, affecting watershed, affecting water quality, runoff.
Joyce says the most disruptive part of the new plan is the proposed expansion of trails through selective tree cutting, also known as glading.
The few trees that we do have that are healthy, we really shouldn't be cutting right now, especially since so many are dying off.
He says that while the intent of glading is to cut down dead or unhealthy trees, it's tough to watchdog the process to make sure it's done right. Blake, meanwhile, says the whole process will be monitored by someone from the Forest Service. And she argues glading can actually be good for the forest.
What happens is the forest gets too crowded because there hasn't been a forest fire. And what we found is when we glade kind of intelligently, the bigger trees are much healthier once it's happened and the forest looks much happier.
Blake says it's frustrating that after years of A's and B's on the report card, Taos is now being docked almost solely because of its development plan, something she says is crucial to staying competitive. The Forest Service is expected to announce the final decision on phase one of the plan in May. On the Conservation Beat, I'm Carrie Young, KUNM.